Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bass tumble.
Everyone all set, cocked and locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prayers. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Kyle's with us in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vince. I'm glad to be on the verbal radio. the verbal rodeo radio.
Yeah. You know, I got one of those calls yesterday that no one wants to get. And it was a message. And it was a message from a man I've never met before. Never even talked to him on the phone. And he said, give me a call. So I heard the tone in his voice, and I thought, I don't know this man, but this sounds really, really serious. So I immediately picked up the phone, and I was out on the farm when the message came in, so we have a landline. Picked up the phone, I called him, and he is Kurt Wilson's son. Now, Kurt Wilson is a USA Prepares instructor. And I could tell by the tone of his voice it was really, really serious. And he told me that his dad, Kurt Wilson, who's been a broadcaster for a very long time, was in the hospital. He had COVID, tested positive for COVID, and he was on the ventilator in the intensive care unit. So if you're inclined to pray, would you please add Kurt Wilson to your prayers? And he's a really good guy. I've been broadcasting with him not often, you know, a couple times a year, 3-4 times a year for 10 years. And, of course, YouTube has scrubbed all of our broadcasts, so you won't be able to find the archives there. But his company is called Survival Enterprises, and he knows a lot about a lot, just as Kyle does. So I wanted to mention that. And when John Stadtmiller passed away on November 5th, 2021, I was thinking about having a remembrance broadcast about him. And we did, and I talked to a number of people, and I'm thinking, gosh, I wonder if John Stadtmiller had COVID. And of course, the report that's public says no. I'm not buying everything that I'm hearing and reading and seeing, because he mentioned on his October 21st broadcast, his last one, he did a 2-hour broadcast, of which he only made the first hour, and then he left, and he had someone fill in for him. Well, he said that his arm had a rash, and it was bubbling up like Swiss cheese. That's what he said. I'm paraphrasing. And that is one of the symptoms of COVID, believe it or not. So I'm wondering if he had COVID and died from it. Kurt Wilson has COVID, and he's in really serious shape. And I called Rick Miller to see if he wanted to be part of the remembrance of John Stadtmiller. And he was hacking and coughing, and he and his girlfriend and his girlfriend's parents all have COVID. And he couldn't continue the telephone call, relatively short telephone call with me, because he couldn't breathe. So if you're inclined to pray, would you please add a prayer for John Stadtmiller's soul, Rick Miller, his girlfriend, and his girlfriend's family. This thing, and then you add to this Jeff Rentz. Roughly a year and a half ago or so, he was driving along, and something happened to him. And it sounds like a energy-directed device. His car ended up in a ditch, flipped over, and he almost died. So, who is this? It's Jeff Rentz, John Stadtmiller, Rick Miller, Kurt Wilson. And then you add to that Alex Jones. Alex Jones was just sued. He was found guilty, and the fines are going to be in the millions of dollars regarding what he said about Sandy Hook. He claimed it was fake, a fraud. Those are my words. And the amount of the fines are staggering, and it could put a serious damper on Alex Jones' broadcasts. I mean, I don't know. I've never talked to Alex Jones, never gotten an email from him or sent him one. So I don't, I don't have any personal inside information. I'm just saying that it seems like our voice, the collective voice of the alternative media, is being silenced. That's how I see it. And yesterday I asked the question, who's next? Who's next? And I have a feeling that we're next. Any comments, Kyle?
Well, I didn't know John Stadtmiller at all. I never talked to the man or anything like that. But I have enjoyed calling in and talking with Kurt many times. And I have called him personally on his store and ordered from him before. We have a lifetime supply of his type of oregano oil. And I've got to say, I've taken a lot of different oregano oils, but for some reason, the stuff that he sells has got to be the most potent I've ever taken in my life. I mean, you have to water this or oil, put some extra oil in it almost to take it, because it is so powerful it'll almost burn you going down. But it is the purest stuff I've ever found, and I was extremely impressed with Kurt Wilson, and really sad when we got your email yesterday about Kurt. I started praying for him then, because you're right, I believe a lot of this is we're under attack, Vince, in more ways than one. We're being hit. The tactician's dream for this country, you take out the major forms of resistance, you weaken the population with energy crisis, and you weaken the population by feeding them lies constantly. You weaken the population by destroying the shipping and transportation level in the country. You weaken we're being prepped for a takeover, Vince. And in my opinion, I don't think the powers that be, meaning the communists, the world bankers, and all of these other ilk, these big tech companies that are all in bed with them, I don't think that they can afford to wait till next November. Just look what's been accomplished by these wicked people in 11 months. And we've got to wait a whole nother year to vote again, if you even believe that there's going to be an election or that it's not already been rigged. There's nothing been majorly done to fix the voting machine and corruption issue under this. if people are putting their hopes on November of next year. And I personally don't. I personally feel that the powers that be are going to maneuver in such a way that most of the trigger is going to be pulled this winter. And that's what I've been trying to tell people over and over and over. And, you know, I'm almost grateful for this, Vince. We had some horrific winds come through here. They have really powerful winds on the east side of the mountains in Montana. They get them all the time. And but they don't have, they're not very wooded. You know, there's little patches of woods and stuff, but most of it's prairie. Here we have, we have huge trees on my property, and we got 75 mile an hour gusts come through here a couple of days ago. And it took down probably a total of 9 very large trees. One of them is the biggest tree on my property. The root ball stuck up in the air. Just the root ball sticking up in the air was probably close to 10 feet. This thing is probably close to 3 foot in diameter and 90 feet tall. Anyway, blew it right over. Took power out just in the drive to town. There was like 5 major trees across the power lines here, and it took power down for a whole day. I had neighbors calling me and people coming over and asking to borrow stuff. And it was interesting because, you know, I thought, you know, this is almost a blessing in disguise, because now a couple different neighbors now are set up. So one of them can run his house off of his welder generator. And we wired it in for him to be able to run his essential stuff. And he can heat with wood now. Got that all set up for him so that everything is working well. And, you know, just little preps for these kind of things. But they're still not prepared, Vince. It still blows my mind. He didn't even have enough gasoline to run his welder generator for 4 hours. And my other neighbor didn't either, didn't have any gas. So I wound up having to give them each 5 gallons to get them through. But people are just, you know, Dad used to say, you know, that Americans wake up when their guts are out. And he was a Marine in Korea, and he's seen a lot of terrible stuff. And people just don't live anymore. They live for the moment. They live for the maybe a week or two at the very most. But most people live in, you know, 36 hours. That's about it. That's about as far as their mind can think. As far as this COVID goes, you know, I did exactly, and I've shared this before, but in case there's new listeners, I did exactly what Dr. Sheely told me to do. And I've had colds that were worse. I took 50,000 units of vitamin D3 all at once when I started feeling the symptoms. I took a zinc and C every day, but I took the 50,000 units of D3 just one time per week. And I'll finish that on the other side. I hear the music.
Yeah, Kyle's with us. And when he's done, I've got a couple exclamation points about exactly what he's saying. I found the same thing, exactly the same thing that he's talking about, lack of preparedness. We'll be right back. This is USA Prepares.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us, and we're talking about preparedness and lack of preparedness. Kyle, please continue.
Yeah, anyway, so what I wanted to say was when I took the D3, the 50,000 units at one time, I took that with triple the dose of vitamin K2 as well, because according to Dr. Shealy, the K2 will keep the D3 from oxidizing in your bloodstream. And so I didn't take any more K2 for the whole other week. And I also added Dr. Christopher's anti-plague formula, which you can find on the internet and make yourself. And we took that every day, my wife and I. And then when I started, Dr. Shealy told me a long time ago, said, when you start feeling it coming into your lungs, you would take a little bit of water in a pan, and John talking maybe a quarter of an inch, in a little saucepan, get it boiling, and then take it off of the stove and put one drop of oregano oil in it, and then it will vaporize those fumes for the oregano oil. And anyway, then you will suck that into your sinuses and into your lungs. And I'm telling you right now, that's what I'm telling you to do this. I'm telling you that's what I did, and it'll make a man out of you. Talk about something that'll make you cough, gag, and think you're gonna, you know, you'll think the Indians won the battle. Anyway, it'll kill stuff. But as soon as I did that, I literally felt like I had probably another 30% lung capacity. That is the most amazing thing that I've ever done for lung problems ever. And it's the best thing that I keep. I have a lifetime supply of oregano oil from Kurt Wilson, as a matter of fact. I have his. And anyway, that's what I did for COVID. And it was literally within about 4.5 days. After the first day, actually, my only symptoms were I could not smell, I could not taste, and I was very tired. And that lasted for about total of about 4.5 days. But I didn't get sick. I wasn't coughing. I didn't have a runny nose, didn't have anything else. Those were my only symptoms. And about 4.5 days is like somebody flipped a light switch on my energy level, because it just, you could feel it literally just start coming back. And by that night, I got up on day 5 and I was probably 80% better overnight. So that's what I used, and it worked like a charm. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, all right. Maybe I can put an exclamation point on it.
Yeah.
So I've known Kurt Wilson for years. I've never met him in person, but I've talked to him on the phone. We've broadcasted together, et cetera. And I've even been on his satellite broadcast. Well, he mentioned many years ago oil of oregano, and he said, ours is better than anybody else's. Now, that's easy to say, right? Well, I bought some from him. I pay the same price that everybody else pays. I bought some from him, and what Kyle just said is absolutely true. It is the strongest, most powerful oil of oregano I've ever heard of or seen. And you have to dilute it. I mean, you have to dilute it with, he recommends extra virgin olive oil. And what Kyle said is absolutely, positively correct. It is so strong, I'm surprised it doesn't burn a hole through the glass bottle that it comes in.
That ain't no joke.
But it's really, really strong, no question about it. So, and Kurt Wilson has said the same thing. He said, boil some water and put just one drop in it and then just breathe it in. So that's what he says he does. Kyle does it. And so there it is. Okay. But be really careful. It is very, very strong. And so take a, if you, we're not recommending you do this. Don't believe anything that we say. Don't believe anything that you hear on the radio or the rest of the media. But if you do decide to do this, just what you can do is take that pan of water, and as you get maybe 12 inches from it, you can move your hand with your fingers closed toward you to bring some of the vapor toward you, and just take a very, very light smell of it, if you will, and see how you react. Don't go full face into it until you decide.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The jury in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial will enter a third day of deliberations Thursday. Another misstep by prosecutors has the defense team once again asking for a mistrial. At issue Wednesday was a piece of drone video that prosecutors showed the jury during closing arguments. It gave a poor quality to the defense team only after they rested their side of the trial. Judge Bruce Schroeder did not immediately rule on the request, but called the media's coverage of the trial frightening.
When I talked about problems with the media when this trial started, we were there in part because of grossly irresponsible handling of what comes out of this trial. People should be able to see what's going on, but when I see what's being done, it's really quite frightening.
Florida passed four bills on Wednesday that protects workers who refuse the COVID-19 vaccine for their body. Once Governor DeSantis signs the bill, Florida will become the first state that fines companies that require COVID-19 vaccine as a condition of employment. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Gold Star mother Paula Kanas Self, mother of Ryan Kanas, killed in Afghanistan during the disastrous withdrawal in Kabul. Paula was a guest on Fox Nation Patriot Awards Wednesday evening in Florida and demands accountability from the Biden administration. This is she just received a letter from the White House only this week.
The politics that was part of this was not military strategy in Kabul. And so this is a valuable member of our society who not just gave it all, the 12 others that gave it all of our families. We are deeply hurt that our president and the administration has not come forth to say who is responsible for our children's deaths. What members of our family can sleep well at night, because we do not know what next will be caused by this terrible, terrible decision making going on. There is too much at stake in our nation. We must stand up and be accountable for what we do. Our children paid the price for people who are not accountable in this administration.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle's with us, and we're going to be talking about tips for this broadcast. And what you should be getting out of what we're talking about, these case studies, is tips so that you can avoid doing what other people have done. It hasn't been the best choice in our way of thinking. So just to preface this, I was reading this story on the Internet. And this person was saying, you know, here's what you need to do. You need to get rid of clutter. You know, clean out your refrigerator, get rid of the clutter, clean out your closets, clean out your bookshelves, and then you'll have a nice, nice, airy, open house or apartment. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. Clean out your refrigerator so you can see that you have, you know, eight things in there? Does that make any sense? So people are getting really bad advice from these internet morons. We're telling you that you ought to have more clutter. I mean, not necessarily clutter, but you need to buy more things that you need so that you have them when you need them. Okay? Being prepared is having what you need before you need it. It's as simple as that. When you open your refrigerator and you look in there and you say, shoot, there's nothing to eat. You should have thought about that, you know, a couple weeks ago. And made sure that you had those things that you were going to need and want. Okay. So getting rid of the clutter is dumb. Getting rid of that pair of shoes that's really nice that doesn't really fit right now. Getting rid of that because it might have take up some space that you want to have as open space. What if someone comes to your house, a family member, and they need that size shoe or coat? Or a pair of jeans, or a shirt, or t-shirts, or hats. Does it make sense to get rid of it? Not in my world. Not in my world. So, over 20 years ago, there was an ice storm in Virginia. I've told this story. But it's an exclamation point to what Kyle mentioned. So there was an ice storm, and it was below 30 degrees. So let's say 30 degrees. And it started to rain, and the raindrops froze on the power lines. And the power lines became thicker and thicker and thicker with ice, so much ice, that the power lines broke. And the power was disconnected. Okay, so the whole area had this ice storm. The ice was on the roads. You couldn't stand in the middle of the road because of the crown of the road. You'd fall over just standing up. It was so slippery. You couldn't drive. You couldn't buy gas. You were pretty much stuck. So we had a small farm, and all of our neighbors had small farms. Small farm is less than 100 acres. And so one neighbor had a generator, and he had 1.5 5-gallon cans of gas. He bought this really nice generator, put some gas in it, started up, it ran great, left it in his garage for a couple years, and they couldn't get the generator started. So I got a call, and I actually called all our neighbors to see if they're okay, if they need anything. They couldn't get the generator started. So I had already started our generator. It's a diesel generator. It was in the barn. It was hooked up. It had had fuel in it, had the batteries charged, it was ready to go. And it had an underground cable to the house. And all I did was go out, walk out to the barn, start the generator, throw the transfer switch, which transferred, disconnected the grid, and energized the generator. Made sure everything was running fine, which meant we had lights, we had heat, we had the well pump, everything was working fine. I hopped on the tractor, because that was the safest way to get to the neighbors, skidded over to the neighbors, and tried to get their generator started. The carburetor was gummed up. It took me hours and hours to get the generator started, and I finally got it to stumble along where it would run. But they didn't have enough extension cords to plug in the devices that they wanted to use. And they didn't have any way of hooking the generator, which had 240-volt receptacle, to the well pump. No way. They didn't think of that. So there was no way that we could get their well pump working. This ice storm lasted 11 days. No water. The guys across the road had a generator. And theirs was out in the front yard, and they had one of those orange extension cords. Small generator, you know, pull-type start. Or they were watching TV. But they had no connection to their 240-volt well pump. Neighbors on the other side of us had no generator, but they had gas logs and a propane tank. So they were warm but had no water and no electricity. This went on for 11 days. It just took minutes. Minutes to walk out to, you know, skid and ski out to the barn and start up the generator because we were prepared for it. And right next to the generator, which burned a half a gallon of diesel fuel per hour, was a 275-gallon fuel tank. It was filled up. It's one of those oval tanks that used to be put in the basements of homes on the East Coast. And the reason it's shaped that way, I mean, what a weird shape for a fuel tank, right? Is because two guys could carry one through a basement door because of its shape and get it down into the basement. That's why it's shaped like that. That's why it's not a cylinder, and that's why it's not a rectangle. It's shaped that so you could fit it through a door and carry it down basement stairs and hook it up to an oil burner. So I bought one of those for $25, cleaned it up, painted it up, and filled it up with diesel. So what I'm saying is preparedness is getting what you need before you need it. And the rest of the story is that there was this family that we knew, and they were in the same shape as everybody else. No generator, that kind of thing. So the family all huddled together in one house. They left their houses, were able to get, and in Virginia, a lot of people are related to a lot of people. Okay, we were the only ones not related to anybody. But, you know, you have a name like Jones, it's like 500 people named Jones, you know, in a little village. So they would move in with, get the grandparents to move in with the sons and daughters and grandchildren, etc., and they'd all move in and work together to survive this storm. Well, the grandfather of one of these families decided he wasn't going to leave his house. He was going to stay and protect his house because maybe someone would want to come in and burglarize it. So he stayed there. And 11 days later, the family went to go get him, and he was frozen to death. So, you know, a lot of takeaways in what Kyle and I have just said. And, you know, just having a generator, that's nice. But can you connect it to your well? Do you have fuel for it? How much fuel does it burn? Typically one of those 8 horsepower, 10 horsepower generators, rule of thumb, a gallon an hour under load of gasoline. So 2 5-gallon gas cans, if you ran that generator continuously, would last almost half a day. Kyle?
Yeah, I agree. And I've got another lesson here, folks. This is on barter. So just to give you an idea, I was over there helping him get my neighbor, who didn't have any gasoline, didn't have a way to get his well pump running, he basically had a little tiny generator hooked up with a couple of extension cords, but he couldn't get his well pump going. But he did have a couple of extension cords going to his freezer and to his refrigerator to keep them going. So I went over there, hooked up everything into his house. He had an RV plug hooked up into his main. So I took the 240-volt connection that he did have on his welder and attached it to the 240-volt RV-type plug that he had for his house so that he would be able to have a well. And then I wrote down and showed him all of the procedure necessary to hook up, and the disconnecting procedure and the reconnecting procedure on how to do that safely without energizing the grid and killing a lineman or something along those lines. Because if you do this wrong, you're going to backfeed through a transformer and it heats up the line that's up above and in on the high, you know, the high power lines. And that voltage, when it's inverted through a transformer, the average voltage is around 7,200 volts. So you don't want to do that. You want to make sure you are disconnected from the grid. Anyway, he was so thankful, Vince. I don't have a backhoe. I wish I did, but I don't. I just can't afford one. But he does have one. And all seven to nine of these smaller and larger trees with these huge root balls, there was just no way I was going to be able to cut these things all up and get them, you know, out of my driveway and all of these different things right away, because we're having is like 16 degrees outside, and which I can work in. I've done it many, many times. But it would have taken me days to be able to limb these huge trees and cut them up and get them out of my way, which I was planning on doing. And he wouldn't even hear of it. He spent 2 days with me, Vince, or I should say closer, about a day and a half straight, pulling these root balls out, helping me get these holes filled in, pulling these huge trees back to the back of my property and putting them all in one place so that next spring I can limb them and burn them, the limbs, different limbs that's too small, and the brush. So what I'm trying to say by this, folks, is that knowledge of knowing how to do things and the ability to be able to do something that no one else can do is huge on a barter scale. He wouldn't even hear of taking money or anything, because I did everything I did for him just to be a good neighbor. And he did, and his return, my return investment on the knowledge that I knew that he didn't, and was worth extreme amount to him, because a day and a half with a backhoe monetarily would have cost me more money than what I put out for him. But at least now his wife was happy. He had heat, he had water, and he had gasoline, because I give him 5 gallons of gas to be able to get him through. And luckily our power came back on about 24 hours later. But anyway, that's just another little lesson in life. Learn how to do things that we've been preaching and pleading with people to do for a long, long time. Your comments, Vince?
Yeah, and Class, just about everything that Kyle talked about electrically, and even the things he did not say, are in that book, the Black & Decker book, the complete home wiring book. It's all in there. But you have to read it, and you need to read it before you need it, not after. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, why don't we just continue this thread a little bit and flesh it out? So, I'm going to tell you something that you should never do, in my opinion, unless it's an absolute extreme emergency and you know what you're doing. What happened in Virginia, some of the people who live there had generators, and what they did to connect the generator to the refrigerator, to connect the generator to their television, etc., without having extension cords, a lot of them, you know, those orange extension cords. What they did was they took a short extension cord that would reach the generator and reach one of the outlets in their house, like in the garage, for example. They do not do this. And they would take and put two male plugs. They cut the female plug off the end of the extension cord and put a male plug on it. So they have an extension cord with two plugs. They plug one into the generator and one into an outlet in their garage or their house. And before they did that, they would shut off the main breaker. So they would disconnect from the grid. They would start the generator, and their whole house would be electrified. Well, half of it. Because the way the wiring, we have a split phase system. So half of the circuits would probably work. But if they forgot to turn the main breaker off, they would be electrifying half of their house plus the grid and the overhead power lines that were not energized because the grid was down. They would energize with their generator those overhead wires. The guys working on the wires are expecting those wires to be not energized. And you can kill a guy working on the power lines with your generator in your front yard by doing exactly what some of these guys in Virginia did. And one of the things that I had planned to teach if I had been elected to the board of directors of Laclede Electric Cooperative was to have seminars on how not to do this, because it's risky and it's dangerous. Now, in an absolutely extreme emergency, life and death, would I do it? Yeah, I would. But I would make darn sure I disconnected from the grid before I did it. I'm not recommending anybody do this. It's really dangerous. But there's an alternative, which I deployed, and I mentioned it already today, and we have it in our farmhouse right here in Missouri. It's called a transfer switch. And think of it like this. There's a switch between the generator and the grid. If you want the grid, you leave the transfer switch in the grid position. There's a lever. It's a big box. Bigger than a bread box. Or bigger than a shoe box. Bigger than a box for boots. But we're getting close to the size of a transfer switch. And there are three positions. One is grid, and there's a lever on the side. You push it to grid, or you pull it down to the middle position, which is off, or you pull it to the bottom position, which is generator. So you can switch between the generator, off, and the grid. But you can't have the grid and the generator on at the same time. And the reason this switch is designed as a break before make switch. So it will break the connection from the grid before it makes the connection to the generator. It's designed that way for safety. So literally, it goes from grid to off to generator in that sequence, or generator to off to grid. And it's a great way to prepare your whole house wiring system for immediate generator hookup. Mine is manual. I like the manual one. I do not want an automatic computer-controlled transfer switch. I want to go there and manually move this lever myself because I know that I've done it. Kyle, any comments about this?
Yeah, absolutely right, Vince. The other thing that I was thinking about here while you were talking about creating an extension cord that'll go, you know, from your generator to the grid, or to your, I'm sorry, to your outlet in your house, is, folks, you gotta, this, that is so dangerous. And just exactly like Ben said, so let's just picture this in our head. If you plug in your house and you did it, say, the safest way, and then you went and plugged in your generator so that the power coming from the generator was not picking up, you know, the load instantly from the house. Okay, I'll continue this. I hear the music. We'll go after this again on the other side.
Class, this is going to be difficult. You'll have to put your thinking caps on and pay attention very closely to what Kyle is going to say. It's going to be a little difficult to understand through the radio. But this is very, very dangerous. And my recommendation is absolutely don't do it. Unless you really know what you're doing and you've studied this for a long time, don't do this. Don't do it. And these are extreme emergency situations that we're talking about, life and death, before you would consider doing this. But you probably ought to know how to do it. We'll be right back.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.